Welcome to World Ocean Radio.
Peter Neal and World Ocean Observatory have launched a Substack to share a plan for specific action and public participation, providing a blueprint for how the ocean can save civilization. In the series, we cover ocean topics related to science, policy, technology, finance and ecosystem services, education and ocean literacy, culture, and human health. Join the conversation on Substack.com. You'll find us at Ocean Blueprint.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. A year ago, I began to prepare a plan for ocean conservation in the context of failure by the international community to define a coherent strategy built on science and policy that would commence the transformational change required by the deteriorating condition of the world ocean. A personal agenda, if you will, composed of some 50 years of investigation and advocacy for the preservation and sustainability of the sea that connects all things. Bold, but hopeful. The consideration I proposed to discuss in the first edition were context, the water cycle and climate consequence, emerging technology and information, eco-finance, ocean literacy, education and transgenerational engagement, advocacy, political will through global communication, ocean connections, shared understanding through cultural traditions, articulation of a new ocean ethos, and a suggested vision for a new hydraulic society as a paradigm for the future of human survival. Impossible, but necessary. At the beginning, I invoke Jacques Cousteau, who in his inspirational prologue to his book The Silent World writes, "We have tried to find the entrance to the great hydrosphere." I was of the opinion then that our progress had not lived up to Cousteau's observation, and I had every reason to conclude that we needed a new declaration of intent to accelerate his instruction. I feel the same today after 32 parts of the plan. What will it take to break the old paradigm and build the new? To understand and define my personal commitment, I devised a checklist of steps, a series of questions to ask and to assemble the answers into a practical personal plan for engagement to maximize my contribution to the solution. I considered the following as an ordered analysis of where I come from. What is my capacity? What is the strength of my commitment and purpose? And what moves me best to action? The considerations were as follows. My time, my life in a continuum of history. My space, my place in a context of change. My self-knowledge, my education through curiosity and inquiry. My strength of purpose, my energy through vocation and avocation. My ambition and definition of reward. My experience and found wisdom in nature. My knowledge articulated and shared through action and communication. My expression of humanism and respect. My pathways in the landscape of choice, my decision and commitment to act, my involvement in citizenship and community through effective engagement. It was an interesting process that clarified direction and suggested a personal call to a specific plan of action. As with the ocean, there are myriad conditions and choices, a million paths to follow to get from one place to another, each one unique, each one possible, once chosen. What we cannot allow is indifference or confusion. The evidence of that choice is all around us. We must come together as individuals, as families, as villages and towns, as governments, and as international collectives. There is no single choice, but one of them is mine. One of them is yours, then ours, and by it we become a fluid school of salvers and saviors, of sailors and savers. As we dive in to rescue, R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. I'll meet you out there in the swim.
Join the conversation on Substack.com. You'll find us at Ocean Blueprint. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network, for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us on the WERU archive, wherever you listen to podcasts, and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 700 World Ocean Radio episodes is searchable by theme. Thanks for listening.